I remember quite well a tale from my childhood. And as we all know, all stories have their roots in truth. It was this knowledge that haunts me even now. The knowledge that, in some way, the story is true. I've had nightmares about it. Sometimes I still do. I suppose that anyone would. It started circulating when I was about 9 years old. Its origin? The deep forest, about a football field's length from my backyard. I found myself mesmerized by those woods so often, wondering what was in them. Unicorns, fairies, nymphs, sprites, gnomes. My imagination would run wild with thoughts of fancy. I'd imagine myself the prince of the forest, and all its mystical creatures, my loyal subjects. I remember then, it was in these fantasies that I'd be happiest, far away from my father's drunken rages, my mother's tears, the bullying my sisters would unleash upon me. This was my time. When we were all supposed to be tucked into bed and sleeping, I'd sneak out my window, and my fairy tale would begin. Until that day. I woke up one morning, earlier than usual, and went to my window. And all along the line of the trees of my magical forest was long pieces of yellow tape. It had black words, but it was too far away to be able to see. Vans, police cars, ambulances, all parked along the tree line. What were they doing? Why were they there in my forest? I saw smoke puffing out of the tops of the trees and stared at it for a while. It was almost hypnotic. Suddenly I saw two people emerge, carrying what looked like a long garbage bag. They each had two corners of it, and it looked like it had something in it. I was too young to know what was going on, and my innocence was still intact at the time. Stories circulated through school, tall tales emerging from the lips of eighth graders on up to seniors. Our little slice of heaven was small enough that we all attended the same school. It wasn't long before the stories reached us younger kids on the lower levels. Wildfire. The story goes on as such. Iris Aberta was the prettiest young girl in our fair town. I mean, she really was. Long auburn hair, sapphire eyes, and a smile that melted every unsuspecting heart that dared cross her path. She was kind, sweet, charismatic, and talented. Every parent's angel, every boy's wet dream. As she got older, she only got more beautiful. And as all sad tales go, that's where it gets ugly. Iris began to be stalked. And no one knew who her stalker was, for no one in our perfect little town could do such a thing. People so blinded by their own delusions probably could have saved poor Iris. If only they'd pulled their heads out of their collective asses. Iris was found some following weeks later, raped, beaten, and hung upside down from a tree where her guts spilled out and her skin was flayed. And, as rumor would have it, partially eaten by the predator. She was 18. I remember her. She was always kind to me and my sisters, and had candy when she would babysit. She would always slip us a few pieces, put her fingers to her lips, and shush us with a sly grin. The town never really recovered from Iris's murder. Her parents moved away, and other parents with young daughters became increasingly paranoid. Curfews were set, and of course broken, by local teenagers. Nothing was the same. The sheriff, useless ball of pudge that he was, enjoyed pretending that he was hard at work on poor Iris's case. But everybody that knew Sheriff Starch knew he was lazy. A lying sack of shit. His son was the most troublesome person in town, Jared Starch. He was a monster from the word go. Mean as a pit of vipers and slick as ice. He used his father to weasel his way out of every situation he got himself into. Jared should have been in prison before he could walk, and everyone in town tried their best to avoid him. He was on the entire town's mind, the whole of them, suspecting Jared as the culprit in lovely Iris's stalking and murder. Jared had been accused multiple times of rape and abuse. He often choked a girlfriend nearly to death, evidently for refusing his sexual advances. He would have a record of robbery, stealing cars, and beating women, breaking and entering, and cruelty to animals, but Daddy always rescued him. Everyone knew he was evil enough to do it. Everyone knew that he'd had it for Iris since they were kids. Iris always shot him down. Maybe Jared finally snapped from the continuous rejection. Sheriff Starch wouldn't hear it. No matter what the evidence said, he would clear the case and his son's name. What a load of shit. It was a collective sentiment shared by everyone. No one believed a word of it. But one day, in that same forest, even the same tree, Jared's body was found. Nude, hung upside down from it. He had been eviscerated, castrated, and nearly skinned from head to toe. And as per the coroner's report, Jared was alive for all of it. Cause of death was blood loss. A slow and painful death. If anyone deserved it, it was Jared Starch. And of course, Sheriff Starch cried serial killer through the tears of unfathomable sadness. People felt for him, of course. He lost his only son. But deep down, the town rejoiced. Rumors began to spread. Again, wildfire. Iris's ghost returned for Jared and exacted revenge upon him. The woods were now haunted by Iris, the usual childish pass-it-ons. One boy even claimed that he had seen a ghost. But who knows these things? In my 30s now. I've come back to see my old town. I've walked down memory lane in a place that hasn't changed since I left. Even Sheriff Starch is still around. I went walking by the old cemetery and for some reason, I thought about Iris. Her laugh, her smile, her kindness and beauty. About a half hour's walk got me to the edge of the forest I so adored as a child. I walked along the path littered with shrines and remembrances. Where the awful tree once stood was now a simple stump. I didn't have to wonder why they cut it down. I stood by it and I stared off into nothing. So many memories. So much pain. I took a deep breath and placed upon the stump a handful of candy. As I turned to walk away, I heard the faintest song coming from deep in the woods. A beautiful melody I'd never heard before. As the song drew closer, I could hear no words but the sound. The voice. I knew the voice. I turned around to see her. I wanted to see her. But she wasn't there. Only her lovely song. I scanned my surroundings. The sky, the trees, the stump, the ground. She wasn't there. I turned then. And left the forest, smiling at the thought that the candy I'd left for Iris was gone.